Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Shinara, Shinara, this is Al Pitcher, and this is Fifan, the Al Pitcher podcast. It would be weird if it wasn't me, because it is always me. It's always you, which is a really cool thing. Where do we start this week? This is a weekly podcast. If you're just discovering this, things happen during the week, and I wonder if I should do more podcasts and talk about it, because maybe the week goes by, but it's given me a week. What I'm trying to say is, you know, what happened on Friday the 13th, in fact, in Paris, in a place that I've been to maybe 6-7 times. I've been on the Eurostar. I got stuck at Charles de Gaulle Airport once, which even made me cry, because we were told we were on a plane, and then we were snowed in, and just as we're about to come through, they stopped. You know when you're in a queue, and then you're the last to get through, and then you're just about, and you think, well, I'm going to get this is going to be fine. And then they just pull the thing across. We were that person. We were that people. And, so I've been to Nice in the south of France. I had an argument with a lady about a croissant. I don't know how French you want me to be. But what happened was I ordered two croissants. I didn't want one. This was in a supermarket. So I was walking up with the bag. I got to the bag place and I said, oh, I don't want the other one. She just made this noise of kind of, you know, like, like that. And that was basically shut the hell up, Pitcher. And you're having two croissants, you numbnut. And I went to Cannes. It's kind of Nice as well, isn't it? If you ever, and this is what I'm going to say on this podcast, is you got to get out and still continue to live life. You know, don't worry about that kind of shit. Just get out. And I'd say go to Nice. It's a beautiful part of the world. And you actually fly in over the beach, kind of over the ocean. It's one of the most beautiful flights in ever. Obviously, stay there for a couple of days. You know, don't just do the flight and then, you know, get the next flight out. You know, I did a UK corporate gig in Nice. I was supporting a very kind of famous comedian, and the guy who booked me said, we don't have much money for you. And I was like, dude, it's Nice, you know. I think I was still doing the it's nice joke back then. And so I got there, and then I was in bunk beds with the promoter. I didn't even get my own room. And that's when I tried steak tartare. I don't think that's the word you actually say when they give it to you. You don't go tartak, tartare. You actually just, you eat it. And that's what you're supposed to do. I don't know if you've had steak tartare. It's basically just like an animal that's been captured, and it's just, to me, it was still kind of breathing, and I'm pretty straight line with my food, but I thought I wanted a steak, but I didn't really understand. I'm not the most cultured human being of this world, so they did the steak tartare, and let's just say, My Little Pony, you know, the pink one, you know, I didn't eat that, but you know, My Little Pony, pink one, That's less pink than this food. It was just pink. It wasn't even red. You know, it was, and I couldn't do it. And the first thing I think you should know is if you're in France and you are not happy with the food, just don't stress. You know, I was in France once and I was a vegetarian and they put some like steak in my food or ham on my pizza or something. You know, don't complain about the food. There's the big tip for this week, because then the guy just kind of snatched it off me, you know, like a child snatching a toy from a dog, basically. I walked back. I think he went to the kitchen for possibly 3 seconds, and all I heard was that's the only noise I kind of heard. And then they came back, and he said what he'd done was kind of recooked it. I don't think it even touched the frying pan, basically. I think they just thrown it in the air on the ground, let a cat kind of juggle with it, and then they brought it back. And me, being less confrontational than most, I decided to eat it. And the reaction to my stomach continued for probably 6 months. Just noises that I'd never heard. You know, like that, sometimes you're asleep and you hear some kind of noise, like a little window of a neighbor, you know, that kind of, just these weird noises, like, almost like zips on a jacket, you know, kind of, you know, or a little kind of seal talking with his mouth full, kind of, that's the noises that came from my stomach. And continued, but I've only got joy. I've only got happiness about France. You know, their rugby team is incredible. The battles they've had with New Zealand are incredible. One of the great battles. And I'll be honest with you, I don't write any of this down beforehand. I just want to be just talking now. That's all I wanted to do with this pod. There is a somber mood. There is a strange mood in the air, but we gotta, you know, we gotta get happy. We gotta go out. We gotta, like some of the French are saying, you know, we've got champagne. Let's have it. You know, let's live life. You know, the whole thing of terrorism is to stop people, and that can't happen. Okay. We've got to continue. We've got to be cool, even if that means if you're on the tunnel banner in Stockholm, say hello to someone. Or I mean, it doesn't have to be too weird, you know. You don't have to go round and see every neighbour that you know, but just be nicer. Help a barn wagon, you know. Help a barn wagon up some stairs, or open the hiss for somebody, or don't have a kiss in the hiss. There we go. Anyway, the rugby, there was an amazing story about one of our legend rugby players, who I'm going to talk about another legend in a minute, but legend rugby player called Wayne Buck Shelford. And he was playing rugby, and the French tried to get the ball back, but he was holding the ball, and the ball is an important part of this story. And what they did was they kind of... football boots have studs at the bottom, you know, the sharp kind of things to keep you standing. I'm still standing. And they kind of, it's called rucking, you know, sounds a bit rude, but, and they rucked him, but they got the front of his shorts, and this even hurts me to say this. And if you're eating now, just if you've got a maca, or you're just about to put like a, you've got a meatball, especially a meatball, if you've got a thing just on the end of your fork, just put that fork down just for a minute and listen. They rucked his balls, testicles, and opened his ball bag. Right now, the legend, and I'm not a macho man, okay, you know, I do like the stories of when people, you know, Like there was the guy who was stuck in a mountain. Not stuck in a mountain, but he was stuck on a mountain and there was a rock on his arm. Do you remember that guy? And he cut the arm off. You know, that kind of thing, I think. Could I do that? I don't know, man. Anyway, so the legend has it that the captain of the rugby team, Wayne Buck Shelford, comes to the sideline. The doctor says, Wayne Buck Shelford says, what did you say? He points and they see this and there's blood. And what he does, he says, tape me up, guys, tape me up. So they tape his testicle, little ball, his bag. You know, I mean, I know there's female listeners and it might be quite difficult to understand the whole, I know you've seen ball bags, but it's basically, you know, imagine you've got a just a little bag. You know the bags that you have to put everything under 100 milliliters, or what do Swedes call it, 10 milliliters, 10 Swedish milliliters, milliliters, ikaliters, likaliktis, likaliters. You know, when you go on a flight, you have to do that. You have to put the bag. Imagine just putting like two squashed kiwi fruits in there and then just juggling them around, just playing, just running around with them. That's what a ball testicle bag is. And I don't think it's been explained any better than that ever. And then, so they just put like tape around it, like insulation, you know, like electrical tape, you know, like sellotape around his And then he went out and played and became... It's amazing what people become legends for, isn't it? But, you know, when he's got his grandkids sitting on his knee, you know, obviously be on his knee, they can't sit anywhere near his things now because they're, you know... Well, surely they'll still be sore, won't they? It's like my stomach when I had that steak tartare. So France is an amazing place. People are amazing. I'm not the most profound person, but I do love, do you know what? I love people who don't kill other people. I love people that just get on. There is something about loving and liking other people. And I don't think anything should, nothing should matter, race, religion. It's hard not to sound preachy and cheesy with this. There's people who have changed their Facebook profile. Good on you. Good on you. But let's not have a go at them because they haven't changed it for another thing. Let's just be cool. Just understand. Just be nice. Stop saying mean shit. Stop being assholes. Just be nice. Okay? So, the other thing I was going to talk about was with the rugby, a legend rugby player. I know this is very much Svaria that listened to this, but I want to tell you that a guy called Jonah Lomu passed away just today, actually, and he was only 40, had kidney failure. He was a Zlatan, basically, an absolute superstar. And he passed away, and I met him in Auckland once. I say met. I kind of shook his hand. We didn't talk much. Let's put it that way. It wasn't one of those where you're sitting down with someone and chatting. But I did meet him, and all I remember him was being very, very nice, very soft, gentle giant. And you know, I sort of try. You know what? I don't even try. I just want to be really nice. You know, it's like when, and you can get critiqued about that. You know, I've had reviews saying Svaria's nicest comedian. I don't know about that, but I think that it's very simple. If someone comes up to you and says hello. If you're in the public eye, I'm sounding a bit like I'm One Direction or Justin Bieber here, but I'm clearly not. I think this doesn't even in the public eye. If someone comes up to you and talks to you, I think it's okay to just talk to them. You know, I really don't think it's a bad thing. So I met him, and it reminded me of a story when I met Liam Gallagher from Oasis. You know Liam Gallagher, and I did this kind of what I was doing. I was doing my picture show where I would go around a city and I would take photos. So I was in a pub, taking a break, obviously. I was in a pub in North London in Crouch End at a very cool comedy club called Downstairs at the King's Head. I was doing my own show, and it would involve me going around the area, and I still do it. You know, I did it in Luleå once, and I took some photos of traffic lights, and they lost their shit. They lost their minds. They were like, wow, those are our traffic lights. And that's the whole idea of the show, was to show people that, hey, this is where you live, and I think your place is pretty cool. Although I started doing that show by talking about when I did it in England, because English people would go, yeah, where do you live? I live in Birmingham. What's it like? It's shit. You know, that's the kind of the British attitude, was always like, it's shit. So it would kind of change a bit in Sverige, because you would take photos of places and you'd go, what's it like living here? And they'd go, it's nice. Actually, we're very lucky here, you know. We're very nice. We've got some water and some elks and a bit of forestry. And Gunnar here, Gunnar shaves us. Shaves us? Yeah, Gunnar shaves us. He's a shaver. Although I think I've done one Turkish hot shave. You know, the ones where they kind of just freak you out, you know, they just
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
They look like they're in control, and that is always the worry, because you think, but what if your phone goes off, or what if a friend comes in and goes, hey, and you haven't seen them for ages, and you're just like got a big blade, and you're like, I'm gone. And then people would say, ah, but at least he had a good shave. You know, it was a good shave in the end, you know. So that was the whole idea of the show. And I was doing my photo show. I was in North London, and Liam Gallagher walks in with his friend, who I now know as a guy that was in his other band, the band afterwards. I can't remember what they're called. After Oasis. What were they called? If you know the answer to that, you can Facebook me. Facebook me. I had a weird Facebook message the other day from a guy who said, are you into role-playing, Al? Like, butt stuff. That was a bit of a weird one. I don't really get those. You know? Don't normally get those. And it just appeared, and it, took me a few answers to get to the bottom of it. Not literally to the bottom, but if you know what I mean. So I was there, and I walk in with this big camera, and obviously Liam Gallagher, it's not a massive fan of the press, I'm guessing. Probably gets harassed a lot. So he's a little bit suspicious, you know, of me. I don't have my fake moustache on at the time. But he's a little bit kind of, who's that guy? You know, I think that's what his brain was saying, you know, like, hey, who's that guy? And I went up to him and I said, hey, man, I'm not like paparazzi. I'm not an asshole, you know, already doing the bonding thing, you know. I'm a comedian. All right, tell us a joke, mate. You know, which is always awkward. Even from Gallagher, that's awkward. I didn't. I said, you have to come to the show. I said, I'm doing the show. What I do is I take photos of the area, of my day, things that I've seen, and then I show them on a big screen. Oh, Sal, mate. Sounds like a great idea. That's me doing that voice, by the way. Just in case you think, wow, is Liam Gallagher with him? That sounds so unlike him. I said to him, can I take a photo? And he was like, yeah. As long as you don't take the piss out of me, mate. Don't have a go. I don't know what's happening with my accent. I've committed. I don't know if you do that sometimes. You commit to an accent, you know, and you think, I've got to carry on telling this story. You ever done that? You know, you're like, oh, and then this Russian guy came up and you commit to doing the Russian voice. And people are like, that doesn't, well, what part of New Zealand are they from? You know, because you kind of, you lose it, don't you? I quite like that joke. What part of Germany they're from? You know, like, it's not the country you're trying to do the accent. So I said to him, can I take a photo? He says, yeah, cool. Don't take the piss out of me. And then we go to take the photo. It's dark, isn't it? It's dark in this pub. So the photo doesn't come up right. But I'm thinking, it's a once in a... Probably is a once in a lifetime. It's a moment, right? I think, yeah, I mean, if I dedicated my life to kind of meeting him, I'm sure I could, you know? You know, do you ever think that? I think there's people that would love to spend some time with Zlatan or something like that, you know? And you could probably do it, couldn't you? But you'd get a bit stalky and then the police would get involved. And yet again, another restraining order would be on me. I didn't do it. So we go outside, right? We go outside. Is this the longest story of all time? I hope it is, because it's still bloody entertaining me, especially the accent. Drinking a cup of tea as well. Earl Grey. Hardcore. Gone off the coffee. Not literally, but do you ever get those moments? No, I'm talking to Swedish people. Of course they don't. Moments with coffee where you give up on it. You're like, I can't do it anymore. And it tastes like you're drinking, like, horse piss, but you keep going because you know if you don't drink the horse piss, you're going to be asleep and you're going to be grumpy. I've lost the taste. Yeah, you understand, brothers and sisters? I've lost the taste, y'all. So anyway, me and Liam Gallagher, we go outside to take the photo. This is a good moment because I'm thinking, yes, good to get the photo for the show, but also good to show off, because I know a few Oasis fans. You know, I like Oasis, you know. This is a good place to kind of show off, because that's what we do. And I love it, and I think it's fine. I think it's what you should do. I love it when people ask me for a photo, you know. A lot of them do that classic, you know. Can we have a photo, mate? Can we get a photo? And I go, yeah, and they go, here. And they give me the camera. Classic. Absolute classic, Svaria. But what I do is I just take a photo of, like, their shoulder or something like that. And then it's awkward because I don't realise that they can just look at it and they go, it's just my shoulder. Why did you take that? And I run off. So we're outside, me and Liam Gallagher. I'm thinking this is going to be a good moment. I can show off. Hug him. Then this woman who I've never met, either as Liam Gallagher, he's never met this woman, she's walking past, and in a beautiful British way she goes,
oh, look who it is,
right? I don't know where that accent's from. Southern Gothenburg, I think.
Oh, Look who it is.
And I'm thinking, well, you know, I've done a few gigs. And, oh, you mean him? And I go, yeah. She goes, can I be in the photo? My brain says, no, you can't. Piss off, weird woman with a pirate voice. She says, go on. I've never met many famous people. Accents changed. Liam Gallagher goes, course love, get in, sound. So now I've got this photo of me and Liam Gallagher, which is cool, right? He's kind of pointing at me. And there's a woman next to me. There's just a random woman. A woman I've never met. A woman I'll never meet again. A woman who won't see that photo. Who doesn't give a shit about that photo. You get me? She's just... And I can't Photoshop her out because I lose half my body. Like a weird LCHF diet. So I can't get her out. What I'll do is I'll put it up on my Facebook page. I don't know if you follow me on Facebook. You really should. You really should. I'm really going with positive self-marketing at the moment. I've got to be positive. One of my kids is the little gooman. She's ill. She's not very well at home. I say ill. She's just got a cold, you know. She's got that kind of thing where she sneezes and this kind of, it's like Shrek's penis comes out of her nose. And that is a quote, right? That is probably my most favourite part ever of the podcast. We're 10 episodes in. Shrek's penis, it's like a little green thing pops out of my daughter's nose. I hope that doesn't come back to haunt me when social services come round and say you've been saying this about your daughter's nose. Yeah, so she's, but some kids when they get sick with flu and stuff like that, they are just on the sofa, you know. You can get them a few bits of blueberry sopa, you can give them Nippon sopa. Not my kid. She is just the wild. She's just all over the place. She's got like, she's made like four different dress changes. You know, she's changed. She's like Lady Gaga in her first concert, her first tour. What was that called? Mad Monster. So yeah, she's been absolutely chaotic. But times like these, as Mr. Dave Grohl said, you need a bit of love, man. You need a bit of coolness. And it was weird. It was Friday night. I did a show in Gothenburg, a really fun show. And then I went back to my hotel room and just looked at my phone. And then it just said, breaking news. And it was this news of Paris. And it started to make me feel really sad. You miss your family and you start to, and it just started getting mounting up and freaking me out. And then I kind of a bit down all day Saturday, but there was a moment when I thought, do you know what, we need to laugh a bit here, we need to have a bit of fun, we need to get together, and we need to kind of just carry on. And then I felt really proud that I was a comedian, that I could have this thing that people could need, you know, that this I wouldn't say it's a gift, but it's a very nice thing to have. It's a brilliant job, right? And because, you know, that the music venue, you know, that's a music venue. That's where people that are now, you're listening to this pod now, that's where we go, you know? We go to watch a band or we go to watch a comedian in a small little room, and yeah, and then it's gone. So I went on at Uppsala, and it was something special. The crowd, I just said that, thanks for coming, you know. It's been a crap 24 hours, you know. And I know there's ongoing things. I don't have the answer. And if you're listening to this podcast going, you know what, he hasn't got the answer, and he seems to be saying a lot of things that other people are saying, well, be it. But I can only talk from myself. I can only say this, that it was something quite special that night. It was great. So tack Uppsala, thank you for coming. I've now got there's about 12 cities to visit. Every show is going to be special, and it always is special because the audiences are always up for it. This week it's Västerås on Friday. One of my favorites, actually. It's one time there I had a serious problem with the projector. Not a serious problem. Sounds like we're in a relationship. I've got some serious problems with you, so talk to the remote. Don't talk to the hand. And also people are also wary of what they're saying as well. As long as you're not saying mean things, as long as it's not mean-spirited, you know, I think it's good to talk, you know. I think it should be the fika month. It should be more fikas, double your fika, you know. And the projector didn't work, so I needed the projector. I needed you, projector, with your 1,000 wattage and your bright lights. The way we got together was a dark night, but you gave me light projector. Just things like that. That's the kind of stuff I'm just riffing on, and then I've got like a slow rap afterwards. Oh, he was a light projector. He was a projector of light. He turned the switch. He turned me on. So, yeah, me and the relationship with the projector is ridiculous. So what happened was they had to take the big one and then use the little one. And the poor guy, the poor projection guy, the poor guy who always, you know, we got an SMS then, by the way. He couldn't do it, and he was having a little breakdown, and now I feel in a kind of weird full circle with this Paris thing. You know, there's people that lost their lives in that theatre. So when you go through, and there's like, if you go to an event and there's a steward or someone's taking your ticket, you know, remember they get no money. You know, it's a tough job. I did it myself in England, and you're always kind of, you're not really part of the night. You know, they're not. I mean, I'm not saying they've come to see you, but just be nice. That's all. Just be nice. So it's Västerås Friday. It's Vakwa, it's the double V, it's Västerås, Vakwa, and then Kalmar on Sunday. Kalmar on Sunday would be good if more people come, because it's a Sunday, and I know it's difficult, I know it's a school night, but come along. If you've got any questions, if you even want to just chat, just, I know that might sound weird, but don't block things up. Just talk to people, and take care and be safe. I hope it's had enough. I'm so paranoid, but I hope it's had enough comedy. I hope it's had enough honesty, and I hope you've enjoyed it. This has been episode 10, Fifan, the Owl Pitcher podcast. Please spread it. Tell everyone you like it. And we'll talk next week. So thanks for listening. I didn't do any questions this week because I just wanted to talk. So take care, and stay warm.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.